grace experienced by Paul was actually the Lord Jesus Christ himself. In his experience, Paul realized that the Lord's grace became power spread over him like a tent. Hence, this grace power became a dwelling place for Paul in his sufferings. As he was suffering, Paul could dwell in the tabernacle spread over him. This tabernacle, his tent, sustained him, supported him, maintained him, and kept him. To magnify the sufficiency of the Lord's grace, our sufferings are required. To show forth the perfectness of the Lord's power, our weakness is needed. Hence, the apostle would most gladly boast in his weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over him. Grace is the supply, and the power is the strength, the ability of grace. Both are the resurrected Christ, who is now the life-giving Spirit dwelling in us for our enjoyment.
I will rather boast in my grace. are pressed on every side, unable to find a way out. Persecuted and cast down. Every suffering in our natural man is another opportunity for our inner man to develop and be renewed.
Surprisingly, an eternal way to glory. So we do not lose heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because I've got something better. I have found the living.